Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you from a studio in Mobile City, it's Buckle's new Game Corner Plus.
Good morning and welcome to the new version of Buckle's Game Corner, the new Game Corner Plus. I am your host, the loquacious linguist, Linian, and I am joined today by my fantastic co-hosts. He's the guy that you're all here for. He's the one that everybody knows. Mr. Seth Vilo, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Shucks, thanks for introducing me in such a manner.
And, I don't know if anyone's really heard of my other co-host. He's one of our more niche appearances. I believe his name is Thach? Thach, how are you doing?
You spelled it wrong. It's spelled with... there's a silent P in there.
Hey, that's for plus, which you rarely appear on.
Honestly, nowadays, you're actually right. It's because so one of my favorite podcasts is the One Shot Podcast, which is James D'Amato's One Shot Podcast. I especially like the earlier stuff, but like in their first episodes, they brought on the guy like that led the network that they were joining, and that guy was so awkward because he definitely had never played Pathfinder or D&D before. And that's like how I feel every once in a while, like when we like make a new show or like reboot a show on Puckle Plus. I always feel like that awkward like network runner that's just like, oh yeah, this guy runs the network, I guess we should have him here.
You're more like the cool elementary school principal who's just visit.
I'm so into being that. I want that persona. I'm the cool elementary school. I walk up to you at lunch and I'm just like, yo, how's it going? I'm your principal. Did you know that principal is spelled with the P-A-L at the end because I'm your pal?
I'm your pal. Alrighty. Well, we've got a bit of a change from the Game Corner format. So previous Game Corners had either viewer participation or had our hosts working together to solve some games. But with our host change, we have made a couple of, quick changes. First thing of note is each episode will have one of two variants, we'll say. The first one, which is what we're going to be doing today, is a Game Corner Versus, in which two of your hosts will be going head-to-head in a series of games to see whoever can score the most points in each round, and whoever wins both rounds is the winner. If we have a tie... we have a tiebreaker. Just that simple. On the other hand, if we have a little bit more of a cooperative air, our Game Corner co-ops will have them trying to work together, and you should be seeing the first one of those coming next month. Once in a while, we will be having a Game Corner Classic where we will invite patrons. So if you want to throw in to our Patreon, anyone at the Great Ball tier or better, you'll be able to see that post when we make the announcement about the recording times, so just keep that in mind. Today, we will be doing two classic games. We will be doing Dive as well as Fuchsia City Feud, and we are going to move right into that bumper, so I'll let you get right to that.
Welcome to Dive. In this game, players will choose from a list of categories to begin. Once the category is selected, each contestant will take turns naming something that belongs in that category. If they give an answer that is incorrect, or has been stated before, or cannot think of one within a minute, that player loses the round, and the other player gets a point.
And welcome back from that wonderful bumper. It should have explained the rules, and I've gone over them with my co-hosts, and I believe we are set to go. Now, the categories that we have today are species-specific Z-moves, type-reducing berries, evil team admins, Generation 1 key items, Generation 7 water or bug TMs, and lastly, places you can catch Magnemite. Now, important programming note for the listeners, we are acting as if Gen 8 has not come out. We don't have anything in here related to the Pokemon, either here or in Fuchsia City Feud or anything like that. So, no spoilers, nothing to be afraid of, nothing to be worried about. So, Thatch is our fearless leader. You should get first pick on the categories here. Which one do you want to do?
Type reducing berries, because I know that one.
All right. Seth, you will give the first answer starting now.
All right. Yachi.
Shuka.
Koba.
Chardy.
Robaka.
Pasho.
Oh, no.
Robaka
There's
is...
an R one.
I don't know what one you meant. I'm looking at the list here.
Which one did you
the
want?
The grass one. The grass
Rindo.
One.
Rindo, buddy.
Rindo.
I am the worst at this game.
That's all good. Thatch, that is
Robaka's
your
the special
point.
Damage one.
Yep. Yep, that Winning. Is 1 point for Thatch.
Oh, no.
The others are Babiri, Chillin, Chopple, Kolber, Haban, Kasib, Kebia, Akka, Pasho, Rosalie? One of the two. Tenga.
Rosalie, yeah.
Yeah. Tenga, Wakan.
That was shorter than I expected.
We had a pretty good back and forth. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
We did.
I'm
get
impressed.
Get ready to be disappointed, listeners.
Yep, it's not going to be that good again. It's not going to be that good again.
That was the
again.
Best it's going to be.
Yep, that was the longest chain I think we could have held.
Oh, no.
Seth, you get to pick the next category for us to play.
Oh, no. Species-specific Z-moves.
Okay. Thatch, as soon as you begin, I will start time.
That's oof.
Can you not name one?
Wait. I'm gonna get it. Catastrophica.
Did I just win?
Catastrophica.
Oh, Seth.
Clangorous Soul Blaze.
Pulverizing Pancake.
Let's Snuggle Forever.
Malicious Moonsault.
Menacing Moonray's Maelstrom.
Sinister Arrow Raid.
Oh no. I keep wanting to say Sky Scorching Light, but that's not right.
That was
Light
the...
that burns the sky.
Yes, Sky Scorching Light was the translation name. All right, Thatch.
We have a time limit, right?
Yep, I'm just starting your time.
Extreme Evo Boost.
Oh no. Oh no.
I wish we had a sign of the ones I've already said.
I'm trying to think of Lycanrox.
It's hard. I don't remember that one either. So.
This is terrible. I hate this game.
Got 38 seconds, my friend. You got time. Think of all the ones.
Splintered shard something. Something like that.
I'm not going to lie. Kind of laughing here at you, not with you.
I think it's splintered storm shards.
Incorrect. It is splintered stone shards.
Are you kidding me?
I thought it was splintered storm shards.
It's splintered stone shards. The other ones.
Storm shards doesn't make sense unless you've read certain books that Linian and I have.
The other ones are Guardian of Alola was missed.
Oh yeah, dang it.
I was just going to call it Tapu Crush. Tapu Crush.
Tapu.
Oceanic Operetta, 10 million volt Thunderbolt. Soul Stealing 7. Soul Stealing 7 Star Strike. You guys actually did get the majority of them.
That's all that was left?
We did pretty good.
Genesis Supernova. Genesis Supernova.
Oh, yeah.
We still did pretty
That's
good.
That's all that was left, though.
But yeah, no, you guys did really well. Yeah.
We did surprisingly well for me not having that list pulled up in my brain. I didn't have that file open.
And the other one we missed was, Searing Sunrays Smash.
Yeah,
we got Lunala's, but not Solgaleo's. Yes. You guys did really well on that one. I don't know what you're complaining
about. Yeah, I thought we were going to do a lot worse, Seth.
I did too. We're so confident.
Hey, it's cool. It's competitive. All right, Thatch, you are now sitting at a 2-point lead, ooh, whereas Seth has yet to get on the board. But Thatch, would you pick our next category?
I want to know places you can catch Magnemite.
Oh, no.
All right, Seth, you get the first list.
Oh, no. The power plant.
The right, trainers, Thatch. The trainer school in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, and I guess Sun and Moon, too. I think you can get it there, too. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Old Mauville City.
Oh, that is incorrect. It's called New Mauville.
New Mauville?
It's called New Mauville.
You did the exact opposite.
I can hear Scron screaming.
For reference, the other places are Route 222, Fugo, Ironworks, the Safari Zone in HeartGold SoulSilver, Route 110, Howoli City, Miley City, as well as Routes 6, 11, 38, 39, and 10 in Pokemon Gold and Silver.
Ah, yes, of course, those memorable areas. Would you have also accepted the answer?
Yeah, I didn't think the routes were going to show up, but I was hoping that we'd get a Fuego Ironworks.
That's
in
when
there.
We start just saying random numbers.
All right, Thatch is at 3. I don't know if you can bring it back, but Seth, you get to pick the next category.
Maybe you can bring it into a tie.
Yeah.
All right, Thatchy boy. Let's go with
the remaining categories for those at home who can't just scroll up on the group Discord. the remaining categories are Evil Team Admins, Gen 1 Key Items, and Gen 7 Water or Bug Type TMs.
I want to know how many Gen 1 Key Items you know, Thatch.
Okay. I got this. Are you ready?
Yeah, you start.
The bicycle.
That is one.
SSN ticket.
Yep.
Item finder.
Yep.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Why am I so bad at this?
Actually, I'm really surprised you don't know more than three. I'm thinking of like two more right now.
Oh, no. There's an easy set of three. There's an easy set of five.
There's a very easy set, yes.
Run through the game in your head, buddy. There's gotta be...
It's not the fossils. Those are just an...
Seth, you have 30 seconds to give me an answer.
Oh, no. God. The thing. The Sylph Scope.
Yes, okay. Thatch, your turn.
I don't want to start it because you'll figure it out, so I'm going to say the coin case.
What the heck? Oh, no.
There's a group of three, and it's just going to make it keep going.
Is it the fossils? I don't know if it's the fossils or not. I don't know if they count as key items. I feel like they would. Old Amber.
Yes.
Oh.
Thatch.
The old rod.
Yes.
Aha.
Seth.
The helix fossil.
All right. Thatch.
The good rod.
Seth.
The dome fossil.
The super rod.
Now I'm dead.
I think we got most of them, though.
You do. There are a couple.
Oh, no.
There are.
The card key.
I will accept that. It is called the secret key, but I will accept that.
Haha!
I think you got me. Because I think I've exhausted my knowledge here. Let's see. Gen 1. I'm thinking. HMs technically count, I think.
No, they don't count?
Nope. What? Well, just accept that as my answer so Seth can have a point and I don't crush him.
Okay.
Yes!
Seth's on the board! All right, so the other ones that were missing, that you guys were missing from the original Red and Blue, the ones that you were missing were the bike voucher, gold
teeth. Yep.
Bike voucher.
Gold teeth.
Gold teeth, the lift key, which is separate from the secret key, and the town map.
Oh yeah,
we did pretty good on that.
We did pretty good though. Like for just like walking blindly, we're better at these games than we think we are.
Right?
Yeah, you guys were like, "Oh, we're gonna do so badly." You guys have nailed every category pretty well. Okay. Honestly, I just lost track of who picked that one. So
that was me. That was me. Now it's Thatch.
Yep, Thatch's turn. Do you want to do Gen 7 water bug types?
That's exactly what I wanted to do. I want to do Gen 7 water bug types. There's only 100
water bug
TM
type
set.
TMs. Water and bug type TMs, to be clear. Yeah.
Teach me.
All
Teach
right.
me, Papa Seth.
Okay. You turn.
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
Scald.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lunge.
That is incorrect. That is not TM.
No.
Seriously? There's like surf and waterfall left.
Surf, waterfall, rain dance, leech life, X scissor, and infestation.
Leech life. That's what I was thinking of. Dang it.
You went with lunge?
My brain went Araquanid. How many? What does Araquanid know?
And you went with lunge?
Yeah, right? Like,
I am not a smart man.
And well, I feel like we're going well. We can. Where's that? All of them? Oh boy, we only have evil team admins left.
Oh Seth, boy,
I'm not excited for this one.
I am scared.
Since technically, Seth is the one who would pick this.
What do we mean by like admins?
So other than the leader, so for Flair. Yeah, so not Lysander or Giovanni or Guzma or anyone, but other named members of the team.
Okay, so we could say like Plumeria.
Yes, that would be your first answer just to get the game rolling.
Yep.
Seth.
Plumeria.
Oh god. You see, this is why I didn't want to get to this category. Mars.
Yep.
Jupiter.
Dang it. Do Jesse and James count?
No.
there are canonical like rocket admins though. Granted, I don't know their names.
Thug number 42.
No,
there are four of them.
Seth, you have 30 seconds.
Generation 5. Does N count as an evil team?
No.
Dang it.
He counts as the leader, arguably.
Then Getsis.
I walked into that one, so yeah, I'll take it. Thatch.
Matt of Team Aqua.
Yep.
Oh, God. I was hoping you'd be just flopping.
Did you think I was flopping?
Thatch is sitting here like he's got the robe around him as he's swirling the brandy, just waiting for you to die, Mr. Bond.
Yes, who could forget Matt?
There's another Team Galactic admin you're forgetting too. Like,
I just don't know which planet to name.
Earth, try it.
There's two in Galactic.
Pluto.
God.
Incorrect.
Damn.
If you're
it.
Going by the Japanese translation, you would be right.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it!
Charon is named Pluto in Japanese.
Yeah, but he goes by one of the moons of Pluto instead.
Yeah. And what... Blech. We also had...
Dang it.
Archer,
dang it, dang
Ariana, it. Petra, Proton, Shelly, Courtney, Tabitha, Saturn.
That's it.
Oh.
Seven Sages, Zinzalin is one of them, the Shadow Triad, Colress, Aliana, Bryony, Celosia, Mabel, Zerosic, Plumeria, Plumeria was said, and Faba.
Oh, Faba.
Oh, yeah, Faba.
Faba.
I mean, technically Wick as well, I guess.
Faba, can you hear me?
Faba, no.
And so, winning that game 5-1, I guess, Seth,
good
you
game.
Got on the board.
Good game, Seth.
I got on the board. That's all that cares. That's all that matters.
And with that wonderful just GGWP, Thatch easily takes it and has the advantage going into our second game. Our second game for the day will be Fuchsia City Feud, and I will let you get over to that bumper where our wonderful announcer will tell you exactly how that's played.
And now, Fuchsia City Feud. The players will be given a base stat and a Pokemon type.
the players must guess the top five Pokemon of that type and stat combination. First place answers are worth 500 points, and fifth place answers are worth 100 points. If a player gives an answer that is not on the board, they earn one strike. After three strikes, they cannot score any more points, and their opponent may attempt one guess to score points remaining on the list. After the rounds are finished, the player with the most points wins.
And welcome back from that. We have six categories for you today. As Seth did, we'll go with less well in the previous round.
Less well.
Not wrong, but wow.
That hurts. Seth did less well in the previous round. He will get the opportunity to pick his board first. The six boards that are up for play today are Rock Speed, Ghost Special Attack, Poison Special Defense, Psychic Attack, Flying HP, and Fairy Defense. Top point answers are worth 500 points, bottom answers are worth 100, and if there are any ties at a rank, I've just divided the points that would be between the two over in both, so they're worth the same amount.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Seth. Which board do you want to throw down on?
I'm going to start throwing down on Fairy Defense.
Ooh, interesting. All right, top five answers are on the board. You have three strikes.
All right, we're starting with Base Form Diancie.
That is tied for first for 450 points.
All right, next is Carbink.
That is also tied for first, giving you another 450 points.
Next is Mega Mawile.
That is in fourth for 200 points.
Okay, so that leaves something between roughly 115 and 150. What's another bulky fairy type? Another one, I don't know if I want to say it quite yet, but I'm thinking Mega Diancie. I think that goes down to 100, but that's in my head. Bulky, bulky fairies.
All right, I'm going to start a timer until I need an answer.
Yes, yeah, go ahead. Not Clefable, despite the fact that it's run that way. Any other fairy steals? There's only Clef Key and regular Mawile. No other fairy steals that I'm thinking of at the moment. I'm going to go with Base Form Diancie. Not base, pardon me. Mega Diancie.
That is your first strike.
All right. With that, are there any other mega fairies that I'm forgetting? It's not going to be Granbull. That relies on Intimidate. It's not going to be any of the Florges or the Flowers or anything like that. Other mega fairies. I don't believe there really are any other than Mega Audino.
Mega Audino is correct at number three, coming in 1 point higher than Mega Mawile, actually.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very close. I guess, that would make sense. Other bulky fairies. Weird bulky fairies. So it's between roughly 120-ish, 115-ish to 100, because that's what Diancie goes down to. Generation 7 introduced a couple things. I don't believe it introduced a defensive fairy type, and I don't believe Xerneas's defenses are very high. Everything in 7 was psychic type as far as the legendary spectrum. Are there any mythical fairies? I don't believe so.
How can a man be wrong so many times, so quickly?
You're right. I'm a goofball.
Seth, I am going to need an answer.
Oh, hello. Magearna.
Tied for fifth with Bulu and Tapu Fini is Magearna at base 115.
Cool.
Alrighty, you swept your board.
Yeah, I got it. Hooray.
Alright. Mr. Thatch, which board do you want to play?
I want Rock-type Speed.
Okay. Alright, top five are on the board whenever you're ready to begin.
Mega Aerodactyl definitely wins.
Yep, that is first position for 500 points.
Regular Aerodactyl definitely makes it.
That is number two.
Those are the two that I know off the top of my head very quickly. Thinking fast ground types, or not rock ground types, rock types.
Yes, please. Fast ground types should give you the best rock types.
Yes, please. Fast grounds.
I think Mega Diancie is 110.
Tied for fifth is Mega Diancie, tied with there are other ties in the position. There aren't, others on the board. Lycanroc, Dusk, and Archaeops are both also at that.
Are also there. I think Lycanroc Midday is, it's somewhere that's close to, 115. I don't think it's quite there.
Yep, 112 with Lycanroc midday. So you're just missing the third position.
I'm just missing third. So it's got to be somewhere between 115 and 130. That's a pretty big range. that's a giant range. And it's probably something stupid easy that like I haven't thought of. Because like one, like between 115 is just like so... Oh, you know what? Never mind. I know what it is. It's our speedy boy, Minior. After he's broken off his shell. What's the name of that form? It's the Minior something form.
Core, yeah.
Core form, that's it.
You described it perfectly. Yep.
Yep.
Also sweeping your category.
Boom. Take that, Seth.
Yikes. Yikes.
Seth, which board do you want to play?
Ghost Special Attack.
Oh, right. Channeling your new friend.
Yeah. My party. starting off, let's go with Gen 1 Classic Gengar.
That's not on the board.
Really?
Strike!
Okay, that gives me a range. That gives me a range.
That's like base 130, which is even scarier. Like,
yeah, I know, right?
Remember when I said I learned things today?
Yeah, that's one of the things you learned. Oh my goodness. I thought for sure it would at least be fifth place.
It's not even number six.
All right, let's bring out the big guns, Blacephalon.
Yes, coming in at, oh boy, this is a terrible thing that has happened, I have just realized. Somehow I missed Blacephalon when I was looking at my decks earlier.
How could you do this?
I don't know, but I know that it has a base.
Of all people.
I know! I'm sad too. So that would be third. So let me just rebalance my numbers here. Because it has a base...
Did he just say third? I think he just said third.
Yeah, it would be third. With 151.
Oh, no. I've made a mistake.
You have made a mistake, Seth.
It would be third. It actually means that the...
Gengar definitely doesn't make it now.
Yeah.
No. Oh, no.
So it turns out there's a tie for fourth, which is hilarious to me. And I just need to make all of these match now. But yes, Blacephalon is second with, not second, third with 151 special attack.
Oh, no. Chandelure has 145. That's got to be somewhere.
Chandelure, that is your second strike.
Are you kidding me?
That just got bumped off the list.
Oh, I done played myself.
Yeah, so there are four ghost types that have a higher special attack than 145.
What?
Isn't that stupid?
Mega Gengar.
Yes, number one, Mega Gengar, okay, with 170.
Okay, we're in the right track. Base form Hoopa.
Yes, with 150, that is tied for fourth. Now remember, we are using Gen 7 stuff.
Yeah, and Unbound Hoopa is not a ghost type. It is Psychic Dark.
Yep, you have one more strike.
Oh, no. This was a terrible, terrible choice. oh, no. Ghost Fire, Ghost Water, Ghost Grass, Ghost Electric, Ghost... not the Rotoms, not Chandelure, not... Oh, no. Those are all fat. Are there any other Mega Ghosts? Bayonet, but that's attack. That doesn't help anything. Does anything weirdly become a ghost? Not Decidueye. That's got garbage starter stats.
I'm going to need an answer.
Any other legend? Is there any other It's not... It's... what the heck? Giratina origin form.
No dice.
I didn't think so, I had to say something.
Do I get to steal and make Seth feel
really
sad?
You get to make one attempt at the other points on the board.
Only because I was looking at it in Ubers, base 157, Dawnwing's Necrozma.
Oh yeah, that's a Pokemon that exists.
The second place answer, that would be Thatch coming in with the steal there. Yep. The other one at four, with a base 150, it's Aegislash.
Oh yeah, that's a Pokemon. Wow.
Yep. So.
well.
Yeah, that about terrified me when Chandelure was 145. I'm like, that's only fifth. Turns out, I was blind when I was looking at Serebii. It's actually not even on the list.
Oh, no.
All right. Thatch, which board do you want to play?
So none of them are good anymore. I'm going to take Flying HP because I have an answer for that one.
Okay.
And the answer is Drift Blimp.
That is the top point for 500.
And I think that's the only one I can maybe think of.
I'm amazed no one's gone for Psychic Attack.
Actually, Mandibuzz. Mandibuzz has a pretty beefy HP. Yeah,
with 110, it is coming in third position.
Yeah, so let me think. Okay, so yeah, so Drifblim's pretty high, and then Mandibuzz isn't super high, so there's a nice fat range there of flying types. Who could be in the middle? I'm stupid. Yvettle?
Yep, oh, that's the second place.
I keep forgetting it's a flying type. It's a flying type. It's not just a dark type.
Stole my ideas.
It's not just a dark type. It is also a flying type.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know who else is fat? Lugia.
Tied for fifth.
And I'm pretty sure it's probably tied with Ho-Oh.
Yep, it is. For another clean sweep.
I'm sorry, Seth.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't mean for that to happen.
Uh-huh. Sure you didn't.
Alrighty. So, we're going to keep trundling along. Seth, you could still win this.
I like your optimism.
There's no good ones.
Okay.
We have Psychic, Physical Attack, and Poison Special Defense. Which one would you like to attempt?
I want to go with Poison Special Defense.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Okay. So, Dragalge.
That is number 3 for 300 points.
What? Oh, that makes sense, actually, now that I think about it.
I believe it has 123 special defense.
I trust you on knowing things about Dragalge.
That's a good choice. And likely in the number 1 spot, I'm assuming, Toxapex.
Yes, Cancer itself is a Pokemon with over 140 base special defense.
Yeah. And now we get into the weeds, where my knowledge is exhausted. Are there any Mega Poison types? There's Gengar, but it's not that good. I don't think it gets in the range of, like, 123 kind of range. And I don't believe Marini has stats that are similar to Toxapex. I believe they're, like, 80 or 90, boosted by Eviolite. Tentacruel has 120-ish.
Is that in a guess?
Yes.
Yep, tied for fourth, we have Tentacruel.
Okay, that's good information to know that it's tied for fourth, because it's not the same as Dragalge. I know that because Dragalge is an odd number.
Yep, so you have one other thing tied at fourth and second place.
What other poison type has a lot of thickness?
A lot of thickness.
I don't believe it's Muk. I don't believe it's Drapion. I think that's physically defensive, not specially defensive. Both of them require assault vests.
I'm amazed that you haven't picked these through. I'm not going to lie.
I can think of one.
I believe Mega Venusaur is on that list somewhere.
Yeah, the other one tied for fourth. So, just your second place to go. That was the one I was surprised you had picked up.
Oh no. Oh dear.
So, number 2.
I think I know what it is.
I think you do as well, Thatch.
I think I know what it is. I'm so sorry,
I don't
sorry,
like
Seth.
This.
I'm so sorry,
I don't
Seth.
Like this.
Please get it right so I don't feel bad.
Oh, no. Poison types with between 123 and 140.
Technically 143, but yeah.
Yeah, just kind of getting me a range to narrow it down to. 130... Special defense. That's a good number to hit for things. Poison, 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 poison. It's not Vileplume. It's not Victory Bell. Those are poisons. It's not, I don't think, anything in Gen 2.
You haven't named anything off the list, so you do have 3 strikes if you want to just...
Yeah.
Just list them off. Do it.
I don't even have an M. I don't even have an to list off.
You can win a case of Vite Ramen if you do this, okay?
Drapion.
No, that is incorrect.
Cool, I get another minute. Generation 5 poison types. Garbodor comes to mind, but it's not defensive specially. Not that much. Is there any poison legend? No, there's notably not a poison legend. I think that's the only one that's missing a legendary.
Which is sad, by the way. Goodness
gracious. It is sad. Hopefully that's amended. Generation 6 had the Dragalge on it. Eviolite. No.
Notably, Dragalge was the only Generation 6 poison type.
Exactly, yeah. There wasn't really anything else other than that. They didn't expand on it. Generation 7. What other poisons did it introduce other than Toxapex? Marini.
No, that is your second strike.
Awesome, I get another minute.
I'm just going to know it. I'm just curious.
I think I do know it, but I don't want to steal
this
thunder.
All right, it's fine. I just wanted to know if we're going to have to wait for you to think.
No, I think I know it, and I've been thinking about the psychic type attack ones while I got time, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good job. I hate you.
Love you too, buddy. I need an answer.
I know. I don't think I have it. And I'm going to kick myself when you say it.
Nihiligo is the answer.
I'm not going to kick myself.
Thatch, I know. I knew you had it.
Oh, good. Thank you. I'm sorry, Seth.
Mostly because I heard you kind of mutter.
That's fine. I'm not going to kick myself for that one.
I don't think Thatch needs the point. So we're just not going to let him steal
it. I didn't even steal it. I promise.
He didn't even technically give an answer, so haha.
Yeah, exactly. I screwed up so he doesn't get the points. That's 100%. Yep. Uh-huh. Yep. So that's...
I'd like to take psychic attack for 700, Alex.
Well, they only go up to 5, and my name isn't Alex, but sure.
Thanks, Alex. The first two... well, they're definitely not the top two, but, like, Mewtwo X exists.
Yep, Mega Mewtwo for 500 points. It is the top with 190.
And then also Hoopa Unbound is still a psychic type.
That is the fifth place with 160.
Yeah, and then...
Say that again for the people in the back.
The people in the back, that is 160 in fifth place.
Isn't that...
What?
Doesn't that blow your mind? Also, Deoxys attack exists.
Yes, that is yours. That is the second place for 180 points. Not 180. What the heck? With a base 180.
And then Necrozma, the psychic form, the big dragon one, Ultra Necrozma. That's it. That's
mm-hmm.
a psychic
with 167.
Type.
It has the third. It's 300 points. Uh huh. You're only missing the fourth place.
Oh, you
between
know who it
160
is.
And 167.
I didn't even think about it until just now. The one that's in between that has a stupid high attack is the Pokemon that I wish worked better, and it's Mega Gallade.
Yep.
Aww.
I wish he worked better. Dang. Were you thinking about that, Seth? I should have let you steal just so you could feel good. We can rewind.
No, it's fine. Take your filthy, dirty points.
I'm sorry. I only do this every week.
So, Thatch finishing with the...
That's true.
So who really needs the final scores?
We don't need them. It's fine. Seth won. We all good. Know it.
Push that knife deeper. Thank you.
We all know Seth won.
Well, I could just read off the fact that Thatch crushed you by almost doubling your score. But
that's
I
fine.
Feel like that would be mean.
That would be mean. You shouldn't do that.
You shouldn't say that.
I don't support that.
So. What a wonderful way to inaugurate Game Corner Plus with the complete and utter destruction of Seth Vilo's credibility.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I run another show on this network. Thank you.
Yep. The competitive battling show. Where
the competitive battling show.
To be fair, I used to run the competitive battling show. So
the I look everything up on Cerebi before I start talking show.
Hey, that's my shtick. If you can't get enough of us goofballs here, you can always catch us on the main show where we upload every Monday. Or you can catch us here on the Puckle Plus feed, catch Jushiro with the TCG cast. You can catch a Mr. Seth Vilo here with the Battle cast. And you can catch all of us on Twitch with Sword and Shield coming out. And the weeks following, we are definitely going to be streaming a whole bunch. So you can join me, Thatch, Seth, Jushiro, Shamu's gonna do some stuff, Orange Avenger might be doing some stuff, he's one of our friends on the Discord server, and speaking of the Discord server, if you want to join there, please do. If you'd like to support this and other shows on our network, that would best be done through our Patreon. You can get access to cool things, as well as give back. You can get on episodes of the Game Corner Classic. We will be announcing that to our Great Ball tier and higher patrons soon enough, so you'll want to keep your eyes peeled for that. In addition, if you want to throw us some money and get some cool swag, we have... What store are we on right now, Thatch?
It's T-Public still.
T-Public.
We're gonna do a thing, because T-Public wasn't very nice. But the bot that Pokemon had roaming T-Public wasn't very nice.
But until our robotic overlords rise up and kill us all, you can still send us shirts. We still do get paid, and it does help us considerably to grab t-shirts, throw pillows, tapestries, mugs.
Tapestries are really cool. You'll see one on my Twitch stream.
God, I hate you so much.
You can also follow Puckle on our social media. We're active on Twitter. We sometimes remember Facebook exists. And I think we technically have a subreddit. <I don't. laughs>
Oh, we do have a subreddit. I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
So you can join us there or follow us on our website for our occasional posting of articles.
We have an Instagram that we sometimes actually use.
That as well, yeah.
Yeah, we do have an Instagram. I don't use Instagram.
That's our second most used social media.
It's just that I, as a person, never really touched Instagram.
And you're not a bad person for that. I think you're a better person for that.
I'm a bad person for other things. Many other
except things. For the Puckle Instagram, which all of you should touch.
Don't say it like that again.
And I would love to, and I would be remiss if I closed today out without thanking our wonderful, wonderful co-hosts and Thatch.
You're welcome. I think I want your supply of Vite Rodimen. That's what I think.
Sure.
I think so. That's probably right.
This will either be really funny for people or really weird, depending on if that's in the blooper track or not.
What is Vite Rodimen?
I don't think that I was recording at the time, so... And with that, I have been your host, Linian.
I've been Seth Vilo.
And I'm Thatch. Principal Thatch.
Principal Thatch.
I'm your pal.
And with that, we will catch you on the flip-flop. Please stay safe out there.
It's closing time in Lavender Town. Time to say our goodbyes. It's closing time. Farewell, my friends. I'll catch you on the flip side.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.